Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to a brand new episode of the Translessa Plan, your go-to podcast for transgender history. I am your host, Mari, and today we have a brand new episode for you all. As always, I always like to keep my podcast very short, concise, yet comprehensive, of course. So with that, the only thing I'm going to give you all an update on is that we will be having some brand new episodes coming very soon. I have had everything planned, primarily because I'm on vacation right now. So I have enough time to knock out a couple of episodes and give you all back-to-back episodes within the next couple of weeks. So with that, stay tuned for brand new episodes on my social media accounts and or on TikTok, and you'll be the first to know when those episodes drop. And obviously, subscribe to the podcast so you can get first dibs too as well. To get started into today's content, I would like to start with our topic of today, which is Lillian Winters. So we'll be focusing on the extraordinary life of Lillian Winters, who lived as a man during the decade of the 1900s to 1909. We'll be unraveling the narrative of her life and how it impacted the transgender community today. We begin our journey in the 1900s, a time of significant social and cultural upheaval. It was an era marked by the burgeoning suffragette movement, rapid industrialization, and the formative years of modern psychology. Amidst this backdrop, Lillian Winters, born biologically female, chose to live as a man. This was a daring and audacious decision, especially at a time when transgender issues were barely understood or accepted. Lillian was not just a man in her personal life. She publicly presented herself as one. She wore men's clothing, adopted a masculine haircut, and even used a male name. This commitment to living authentically, despite society norms, was a brave and unprecedented step. It was a testament to her determination and resilience, a bold defiance of the era rigid gendered norms. Living as a man allowed Lillian to navigate and survive in a society that offered more opportunities to men than to women. This, however, was not a decision made lightly, nor was it merely a strategy for survival or convenience. It was a profound reflection of her true identity, an identity she courageously chose to embrace and live every day. Lillian's story, though left largely unrecognized during her time, has left an indelible mark on transgender community. Her life serves as an early example of a person affirming their gender identity despite society norms and expectations. It reminds us that the struggle for transgender rights and recognition is not a new phenomenon, but one deeply rooted in history, one that brave individuals like Lillian helped pave the way for today. Lillian's life also underscores the resilience and fortitude of the transgender community. Despite living in a time when understanding and acceptance of transgender people were minimal, she dared to live her truth. This courage, this determination to live authentically against all odds continues to inspire and empower the transgender community today. As we delve deeper into Lillian's life, we also gain insight into the early 20th society. We see a world with desperate change, with evolving notions of gender identity and individual rights. And within this world, we find Lillian charting her own path. In conclusion, the story of Lillian Winters provides valuable insight into the transgender experience in the early 20th century. It underscores the importance of living authentically and reminds us of the long history of the struggle for transgender rights. As we look back at Lillian's life, we are reminded of the courage it takes to live authentically and the profound impact one person's life can have on the future generations. Now, towards the end of every session, I like to do some new key takeaways. Now, this is new, but normally I always just kind of like say it after the fact. But every time we hear stories of transgender history, I feel like having some key reflections to take away from these stories can be just as impactful as it is to listen to the actual stories of these individuals or events that's taking place. So I want to first start with that the struggle for transgender rights and recognition, like I said, is not a recent phenomenon. As you talk about Lillian's story and it highlights, it has deep roots in history. This is like the 1900s to the 1910s, right? So individuals have been challenging and transcending societal norms around genders for centuries, often at, you know, obviously great personal risk. And this long story underscores the importance of continuing that fight for transgender rights today. The other one, of course, is being able to live authentically, right? And the alignment with one's true identity. I know that today a lot of people have a hard time of allowing people to be who they are. Like, it's just been an issue since the beginning of time. And I feel as though what we all do individually, no matter who you are, how you identify, we have our own identities. We do what we do that make us feel good about ourselves and make us feel complete. And I feel like a lot of people take that away from others because it's maybe not the way that they want it to be, or they're brainwashed to believe that there's one specific way to be. And I could promise you that right now, we might see a lot of people who are the same. We might, you know, have a lot of people feel as though they have to be alike. And there's always going to be outliers. There's always going to be people who are going to be different, no matter how somebody looks. Even if you have a twin, your twin is going to be different from you, you know? So being that this is a profound act of courage and resilience, what Lillian's life demonstrated was that it often requires defining those societal norms and expectations. And, you know, the bravery it takes to live your truth, regardless of societal pressures, is a testament to the strength of the human spirit. Now, the experiences like Lillian provide invaluable insights into society attitudes towards gender and identity in the early 20th century. By me and a whole bunch of historians or archivists who are out there, you know, we study these stories because, one, for us, we gain obviously a richer understanding of the historical context of gender identity, but you also too, as a listener of this podcast, does as well. And we also think about, like I said, the earlier 20th century to today's times and how these concepts have evolved over time. Now, in today's times, you see that there are more acceptance of gender and identity and even sexuality. While we still have a long way to go because of obvious, you know, laws and bills and just personal things that people will continue to not fight for the freedom of all people. We can still see that how it was back in the day until today, and how, like you said, we had to be a lot more undercover, you know, back in the day in the early centuries to hide who we were. And today we can be out and proud, although it still might come with a little bit of some issues, a little bit of some, you know, backlash. We now have more freedom than ever to do that. Also, I want to talk about how every individual, regardless of their identity, has the potential to leave a lasting impact and pave the way for future generations. So as you listen to this podcast and you think for yourself personally, no matter who you are, you are paving the way for future generations to be themselves. So Lillian's daring decision, obviously, to live as a man during a time in which a lifestyle was, you know, very, very minimal, right? Nobody understood it. Nobody accepted it. Undoubtedly laid some of the groundwork for the progress we see today, understanding and accepting the transgender community and also individuals. I also want to talk about how Lillian's story serves as a stark reminder of the significant challenges faced by the transgender community as well, right? It highlights the continued effort needed to ensure equality, acceptance, and understanding for all, regardless of our gender identities. And it is a call for action for all of us to stand in solidarity with the transgender community. So if you do not identify as trans, whether you're in the community or not, you know, it continues to think about what you have done also to help people like me and also anyone within the transgender community. I always love to educate people, which is why I create this podcast, because of that great feeling of being able to kind of say, you know, hey, look, I know I didn't know none of this stuff at first, but I took the time to learn. And now I'm better than ever in making sure that I'm advocating for the right people to be who they are, you know? So even if you don't identify and you listen to this podcast, it's just like an educational platform. All these stories that I tell you, like I said, not only are they present, you know, not only were they done already, and like I said, what you see today is new, it also shows that as you take in each one of these lessons that I present out to you all, that you learn something new to help continue the effort to ensure equality, acceptance, and understanding for us. So I appreciate you for that, of course, obviously. Lastly, Lillian's life also invited us to reflect on the nature of courage. Her steadfast commitment to her identity, even in the face of societal disapproval, is a reminder that courage is not the absence of fear. but the determination to proceed in spite of it. I'm going to say that one more time. It is a reminder that courage is not the absence of fear, but the determination to proceed in spite of it. I want you all to take that line and really just think about it, you know? Oh, that was very touching. I like that one. That was a good, I wrote that. Did a good job with that one. Okay, I'm sorry. As we ponder on these reflections, of course, we are reminded of the importance of embracing diversity, promoting inclusivity, and standing up for individual rights. So we hope that, you know, Lillian's story inspires you all to consider your own role in fostering a more understanding and accepting society. Look, I love to tell these stories about individual people and also the experiences, of course, but I think being able to hear individual stories also helps bring us closer together because, like I said, it's not just one time or one incident. It starts with one person and it continues to grow over time within the generation. So as we wrap up today, I want to thank you all for joining us on this journey into the life of Lillian Winters. And as we conclude today's episode, we hope that you gained a better understanding of the early transgender experience and the courage it takes to defy societal expectations. Please, as always, tune in the next time for our next episode. I'm going to be dropping very, very soon. Keep an eye out. Like I said, follow our Instagram at the Trans Lesson Plan. There's no asterisks in trans on my Instagram because obviously I can't add it, but at the Trans Lesson Plan. If you want to follow the host, you can follow me at Mari World. That is MARIIWRLD. I'll put all this also in the podcast description just in case you can't get my lingo from now. And I also want you all to continue to tell a friend about this podcast too as well. Like, I'm doing this podcast, like I said, because I love to educate people. I love to do research. I love to let people know that these stories are out there. It's hard to find them, but they're out there. And myself and, like I said, other historians and archivists take the time to look up these stories, find these stories, and place them somewhere that if it's not accessible to you and it's accessible to me, that I could be able to create this podcast to make it accessible for you. So please, tell a friend about this podcast, share it out. Like I said, if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. Like I said, so you can get first dibs on brand new episodes to the Trans Lesson Plan. And also to stay tuned, like I said, for a brand new episode that we're going to be dropping very, very, very soon. And I cannot wait to have you all have these episodes. Now, look, I want you all to know, too, as well, that these episodes are biweekly because of my schedule. So I try my best to do 2 episodes a month. But if I can get more episodes out and get sneak peeks to you all, I would happily do so. Please, please. So go ahead. Also, if you'd like to donate, you can donate to this podcast, but those donations do not go to the podcast itself. Donations go to a nonprofit called To Better Understand Incorporated. It is a educational and research-based nonprofit organization that helps parents and guardians and friends of individuals who are trans, who came out and they want to learn more about the LGBTQ plus community. So if you want to donate, you can absolutely do so. You can subscribe, like I said, do our daily, you know, subscriptions, but also too, if you want to kind of do our listeners program where you can get first dibs on new episodes before other people and et cetera, absolutely recommend joining that too as well. You can choose your price. There's not a set price, but take a look into that too. Until then, my name is Mari. I appreciate you all for coming out to listen to the Trans Lesson Plan today. And like I said, stay tuned for a brand new episode coming very soon and follow us on social media to get up-to-date information on that. Until then, I'll see you all next time.